We now take a look at how these events in Spain are viewed by officials on this side of the Atlantic. Earlier, I spoke with Democratic Senator Joe Biden, the ranking minority member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Biden said he is particularly concerned about Spanish popular support for Spain's withdrawal from Iraq.
One of the things we sometimes confuse in this administration is leaders as allies and their populations as allies. And it has always been the case in Spain that the vast majority of the Spaniards were opposed to supporting us going into Iraq in the first place. And so it's kind of important we understand that we have to make a case not merely to the leadership of those countries, but to their people.
And are you concerned this may have a ripple effect with our other allies, Italy, Poland, Australia?
What I am more concerned about is now there will be considerable focus on what we are going to do the day Paul Bremer leaves at the end of June. I think the events in Spain will, in effect, bring sharper focus on what our ultimate plans are, and I think publics around the world, including our own, are going to begin to judge and make judgments about the likelihood of our success.
Well, does it not make it even more difficult to win international help in Iraq when you have a major ally like Spain pull out?
Surely, it does. It does make it much more difficult, but it doesn't make it impossible. And so to the extent that we are wiser from this point on in the post-Saddam era, it will directly inure to our benefit in getting support from our allies and friends around the world, because not because they want to help us, and I think they do, but it's in their naked self-interest that we all succeed in Iraq.
Well, then what do you say to people who look at Spain and say, well, it certainly wasn't in their self-interest for us
to be right Iraq. Now it's not in their self-interest. Let's assume, as some are postulating, that the reason Aznar lost is because of the dissatisfaction with his policy supporting us in Iraq. And let's further assume, as some have asserted, I am not asserting, but as some have asserted, that, look, the reason why Spain got attacked was because of their support of our efforts in Iraq. Even if that's the case, the fact of the matter is that to the extent that the Spaniards believed that we had things in control in Iraq, this may not have happened. But people look out there and say, wait a minute, what's the deal here? Who's in charge? How is this working? What are the Americans really doing? Assume for a moment that we had planned and we were in fact in a position that there was an Iraqi army to stand up, that the Iraqi police force was able to be stood up, that and so on and so forth. I suspect the people's views in Spain would have been very different. We still have a chance, though, to rescue this. We still have a chance to prevail in terms of bringing peace and security to Iraq. But it requires, in my view, a significant change of direction on the part of this administration to truly internationalize the peace effort. The peace effort. To the extent we do that, I believe we continue to have nations with serious self-interest in the region invested in that outcome.
Now, Senator, you voted for this war.
I sure did.
With reservations, but you
did
vote for it.
Vote, too.
So you would vote the same way today as you did a year ago?
I would, but no one can really hold us responsible for the incompetence of the administration in the aftermath. Many, many people said, look, Mr. President, plan for this better before you go.
So then is it any surprise to you that Spain has decided to pull its troops?
I must tell you, it's not a surprise, although I want to make it clear, I did not predict it or anticipate it. I assumed, like I think the vast majority of people did, without a lot of reflection, that it was likely that you were going to see Aznar reelected.
Democratic Senator Joe Biden is the ranking minority member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.